makes a place your hometown? Is it the memories, the stories, the people you associate, the places? Getting to know a place a little better makes us, if not Kanaka Maoli, at least Kama'aina. Ku Clarence Ching is a cultural practitioner and former OHA trustee, currently living on Hawaii Island. Recently in Honolulu, he agreed to visit some old haunts downtown. We began at the State Archives, the low beige building between the main library and Iolani Palace. On the right of the entrance, tea leaves flank a large standing rock with a cast metal plaque. On the plaque, a portrait and the inscription, Captain James Cook, forerunner of modern civilization in the Pacific Ocean, in Hawaii, 1778 to 1779.
Looking at the bottom, in memory of the High Chief Ho'olulu, High Chiefess Kino'oli, and her son, Keola O'Kalani. Ho'olulu and his brother were with Kamehameha when Kamehameha died. The brother was Lumahehei. They were some of his most trusted friends. And these two guys were sons of Kamanawa. Who was Kamanawa? Kamanawa was one of the two twins that's on the Hawaii seal.
No. Yeah.
And these two guys, Ho'olulu and Lumahehei, were the guys that did whatever to the bones of Kamehameha and then took them out and hid them. So it's really crazy that this plaque was made for James Cook, but in memory of these guys. I didn't notice the stuff in the bottom before, except until today.
Just 15 minutes from the State Archives up Nu'uanu Avenue, Ching headed back through the lower parking lot of Nu'uanu Mortuary. The pavement ends, and a well-packed trail wends its way along Nu'uanu Stream.
Among other things, it goes to Kapena Falls. Right today, where it was real dark, there's a cave there. And there are some beautiful petroglyphs in it.
Sure enough, behind some iron bars, there's a stick human and a reddish one that looks more Keith Haring. Another four-legged one has a waggy tail. In fact, this Nu'uanu site is known for dog imagery. Marcus Marzan, cultural advisor for Bishop Museum, says these petroglyphs have been mentioned since the 1930s and are noted in the 1970s compendium, Sites of Oahu.
I don't recall particular stories being related to those petroglyphs in Nu'uanu, but I know in Nu'uanu there was a lot of mo'olelo or stories associated with dogs. That's not probably a coincidence that there's a lot of dog imagery in petroglyph form on the stones there in Nu'uanu.
In another section, three stacked dogs with a lot of personality.
These are my favorite petroglyphs, bar none.
A lot of people have dallied here on Nu'uanu Stream and left mementos in stone. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.